This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1458. This episode has a certain je ne sais quoi.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Sometimes words from other languages are used a lot in English. Today, find out what are some of the most common French words we use and how and when we use them in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome. Michelle, how's it going on your end?
It's going well. It's going well. Recently, we did an episode about déjà vu. I'm not sure now which number that was, but it was very recently.
Yeah. Okay.
And it got me thinking that we use a lot of French in English.
Yes.
And we use a lot of languages in English, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of one of the cool things about English that we, you know, kind of take a lot from other languages, and it really goes into our fun vocabulary and very natural vocabulary. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, it is fun. It makes sense, right? That because, well, you know, English is a combination of different languages, right. Especially in the United States, having so many people from so many different parts of the world here. It's good that we do that, right? I would rather have that personally.
Yeah.
But I mean, we could get into a debate on, you know, opinions around keeping a language kind of closed and pure, I guess, or letting different languages come into it. We could certainly get into that debate another day.
Yeah. No, I definitely love the mix.
Yeah,
I'm sure that, yeah, like you said, I think it's great. And I have a feeling that other languages, you know, also use similar, you know, use other languages. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer. You guys have to let us know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, for sure. I think there are certain languages where people maybe don't like just blatant use of English words, for example, in like just saying like, okay. I'm sure there are some countries where people are like, it's English, like don't use it in French or in this language or that language. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I like the mix. Like, again, yeah. That's why I love Queens, for example. You know, yeah. The L train, or the 7 train. It's so diverse. There's people from all over the world. I love it.
Right. So this is diversity in language.
Exactly.
Yeah. So because we did déjà vu, I kind of, and because I took French, in high school and a little bit in college, I don't know, I was inspired to dig more into French because we did Deja Vu and it's a great language. So, but guys, we have done an episode on borrowed English phrases before, and that's episode 531, why we're gung-ho about these borrowed English phrases. So listen to that one, because that includes different languages and talks more about this idea. So again, we're going to focus on French today, but before we do that, Lindsay, well, what do we want to tell our listeners?
Yeah, guys, we are experimenting with some new stuff over on Instagram this fall. Like, we're trying to kick up our stories a bit more. Okay, so watch out. Go over and subscribe to our Instagram channel. You know, we are learning this as we go along. We're not necessarily digital natives, but we're trying to learn what works and how to, you know, get you guys going with English and practicing together as a community. So check out our Instagram channel. Look for All Ears English. Look for the yellow and follow us on Instagram.
Definitely. Okay, so we are going into French today. And why would we do this? Because I feel like there is a lot of French among English speakers. Yeah. And, you know, French speakers who are listening to the show, please forgive us for any pronunciation problems. Yeah. And if we are making a mistake, because perhaps it means one thing in French, but another thing in English. So please forgive us, or let us know, you know, let us know, did we do it right? Did we say it right? We would definitely be curious. So today we're going to be talking about how it's used in English.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's interesting though, Michelle, because when you take a word from another language, I think inevitably it becomes accepted to sort of pronounce it with an American accent sometimes.
True.
Do you know what I mean? It's different from speaking another language with an American accent, right? So when I hear Americans, your average American speak Spanish, it's kind of cringeworthy, right? Because it sounds awful. Like the accent's terrible. But if I take a Spanish word, sometimes it's spoken with an American accent if it's part of, does that make, you know what I'm saying here?
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So let's go through this and see if we change our accent or what happens. Okay, so what's the first one?
The first one is a la carte, which as I found, it means by the card.
Yeah. So separately, right? And you see this a lot on menus, especially at fancy restaurants in the US.
Right. Yeah, I definitely think of ordering a la carte, right? Like, just individual items. That's a la carte. So we'll talk more about that, how to use that a little bit later. But what's the next one, Lindsay?
So I pronounce this prefix. Is that right?
Me too.
Fixed price.
I think that's right. So what does that mean?
So this idea is just a set price. So often you will see this for like New Year's Eve dinners, right? Mm-hmm. If you reserve at a restaurant on New Year's Eve, they'll have a prefix menu, where it's just a set thing that you're going to, maybe you choose from one plate A or plate B for a main course, right? But you don't have 1,000 different options. You can't mix and match all these different things. Everyone gets the same meal, basically.
Right. It kind of like, I think of weddings or something. Sometimes you got the menu and it's like, do you want the chicken or the steak? But then do you want this or this? You know, like, so it's kind of like that. But I see this around New York a lot, prefix menus. So you might say something like, can I order a la carte or is it a prefix menu?
Yeah. Right? Okay. We got a lot of things going on here.
That's right. I mean, sometimes you don't have a choice. Like sometimes, like you said, maybe you'll go for an event Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve or whatever, and you can only order off that prefix menu. Do you like when the menus are like that, Lindsay? Or does, what do you think?
I try to avoid going out for dinner on New Year's Eve to any fancy restaurant because I know it's going to be overpriced, but it doesn't happen very often, so it doesn't bother me too much. No, usually it's at a high-end restaurant, typically.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, this next one, this is not about food. I love this one. It's je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. I love it. So it's that I don't know what. So this is literally translated, right, to I don't know what, right? Je ne sais quoi. My teacher. So who used to use this? Your teacher or my teacher?
My favorite teacher in high school. He was not Actually, maybe he had French roots. I'm not sure. But on the rubrics for grading or essays, he would, or presentations, he would write like a certain, you know, certain amount of points for this, certain for this, certain for this, and then it would just be for je ne sais quoi. And we're like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, that's not very concrete. And he's just like, it was just like a, you know, the je ne sais quoi. Like, I don't know. So it was, and it was hilarious. I mean, some, I feel like not all teachers could get away with that, like oh, for that, I don't know what factor. But he could because he was so loved. Oh my gosh, he was the best teacher.
That's cool. So he kind of means that extra factor. I mean, kind of, what does this mean, you know, in general,
like,
Michelle?
You can't put your finger on it. Like, that's what we might say in English, right? Like, oh, I can't put my finger on it. It's like, I don't know what it is, but this certain something, you know?
Yeah, and it's usually talking about a person in general, right? It's someone, I think it might be charisma. I think it might be charisma. Like, they have that je ne sais quoi, right? Yeah. That extra thing that you can't really name it, but it's something about them, an energy, a coolness. Do you think of it that way?
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, there's something about them that I like. It's a certain je ne sais quoi. It's like you might not be able to just say, oh, I like them because they're friendly, right? It's hard to just say one thing. So you might actually say, oh, they have a certain je ne sais quoi that I really like. So yeah, so that would be, yeah, how would you use it? Like, this person has a certain je ne sais quoi that I really like.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And then, Michelle, this next one, super common. Yeah. We use it all the time. I think we've taken it over. So petite, right?
Yeah, what is that? Petite, yeah. Small. Yeah. I mean, we use it to describe, you might describe someone's figure as being petite. Oh, like, oh, what did she look like? Oh, well, she's pretty petite and blah, blah, blah. Also for clothing sizes. I mean, do you shop in the petite section?
Yes, I do.
Me too. Lindsay and I are both short. So, wait, how tall are you again? We just talked about this.
I'm 5'4", maybe 4 or 5'4½", and I weigh like 116 pounds or something. So I'm pretty petite. Yeah. And so definitely, I mean, in department stores, you see entire departments just for petites, but it can be harder in smaller stores, like certain stores that I don't necessarily have, or they have a tiny corner that's petite.
Yes.
It's so frustrating.
And then I always get confused with the petite section because sometimes you're actually a different size. Have you ever dealt with this? You're like a larger size in petite.
Yeah.
And then it's. Mm. Yeah. And so like when I go, because now with the pandemic, I ordered some masks the other day, and to get free shipping, I needed to spend some more money. So I was like, I could use like a $10 shirt. So I did. Right. But like, I was thinking if I started doing more online shopping, mm-hmm. it's hard with the whole petite regular thing.
Disaster. Yeah, it's hard being petite. It's hard. The world is not built for petite women, Michelle.
yeah. It's just very like you almost feel like even when I would go into stores, I would have to try on both. And sometimes it's like, I don't know. So anyway, the word petite is very useful.
Yeah. So I would say it's used most commonly for describing either stature, size of people, generally women, not men. You wouldn't call a man petite, guys. That's an important key point, right, Michelle? You would never say this man is petite. I would say he's just, what would you say?
That's a good question. Would I say petite a guy is man. Petite?
Because they don't have petite men sections, do they? I don't think so.
I guess I not. Do, what? But I, what if the man know. Is petite? I don't know. We have to talk to some petite men.
I actually don't know. But is there any other way that we use petite in English?
That's what I would say. I mean, petite to describe someone's size or clothing. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I might be forgetting something. Maybe on like a menu if you're ordering a dessert. No, generally, I think clothing and size of people is the best way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guys, we are having a ton of fun over on Instagram, and you should be over there having fun with us too. Go and search for the All Ears English Instagram channel and join us, follow us, and catch our daily updates. Again, go and find the All Ears English Instagram channel. See you there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Awesome. So the next one is faux. And we actually spoke about in that other episode I mentioned, we spoke about faux pas in the other episode. But here we're just talking about faux. So faux as in fake, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly. It just means fake. So it's used a lot with, we talk about things like faux leather, faux fur.
I think of fashion when I hear faux.
Fashion. Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's pretty much the way I would use it too.
Yeah. And then this next one, we're going back to food, pretty much.
Yes.
Not just food, du jour, which means of the day, right, Lindsay?
Yep. This is most commonly probably on menus. Soup du jour, like plate du jour, or something. Obviously not just French restaurants, right, guys? A lot of different restaurants you might see this, just because that's their flavor, that's their branding. They want to use that. Okay.
Definitely. I mean, but I also feel like I've heard people say like, oh, whatever it is, whatever my mood du jour of, like my mood, you know, of the day, or like, something like that. So it's not always with food. You might hear it in other ways as well.
Exactly. Or if someone that moves around between like ideas or like things they're pursuing, you might tease them by saying, oh, what's the hobby du jour?
Yes.
Or that kind of thing.
That's
someone who
kind of
like
thinking.
Bounces around. So this is used beyond just menus in a very pop culture-y way.
Yeah, I agree. So, oh my gosh, these are fun. So Lindsay, should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do it. So we are at a restaurant. Yay, fun. All right. So this looks amazing.
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay. They even have a prefix menu if you want.
Nice. I may just order a la carte.
Sounds good. Oh, Lindsay, is that real fur?
No, it's just faux fur. I don't like to wear real fur. This vest is huge on me.
I know. You're so petite.
Yeah, I think I need to stop wearing it.
Don't get rid of it. I like it. It has a certain je ne sais quoi.
What's a soup du jour?
looks like mushroom.
Yum. That was just funny. It was a funny transition.
It's like out of nowhere. Like,
sorry, guys.
Sometimes I just stick
it,
these I things in. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Hilarious. This is great. Good stuff. So what did we say here, Michelle? So we said, you said, oh, yes. Oh, wow. They even have a prefix menu if you want.
Yes, exactly. And then you said, I may just order a la carte. And about the prefix menu, I was just thinking, it's not always fancy restaurants, actually. Sometimes I feel like you get the good deal if you do a prefix. And sometimes I feel like prefix is more expensive, and sometimes I think it's less expensive.
Yeah, that's true. So sometimes it's a way for them to offer you, like lock you into paying a certain amount of money, but then you could get a better deal. I agree with that. Yeah.
All right.
Let's see what else. And
then we talk about your faux fur.
And I said, no, it's just faux fur, right? That I don't like to wear real fur.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we go into, you're wearing this huge vest. I don't know.
Yeah. It's so weird. and you say you're so petite, right?
Yeah.
So I don't fill out the vest. It just kind of hangs off.
You got to get rid of that, Lindsay. I'm imagining you sitting in this big fur vest.
I know. It's hilarious. It's a really funny picture in some restaurant. All right. And then you said, don't get rid of it. I like it. It has a certain je ne sais quoi.
You know, it's just... I feel like our listeners should give me a challenge. Guys, we should do this one day. Like, you guys give me like the most random English words and then see if I can create a role play with it.
That would be fun. I would love to see what you could come up with.
Yeah.
I do want to make one point though. I realize that one thing that's trendy to say right now instead of like faux is vegan leather. Mm. I've heard that before. The people will write that it's vegan leather instead of, you wouldn't really write faux leather on a label of a, you know, you wouldn't advertise that it's fake leather, but you could say vegan leather. Some brands do say that.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, all right, what else, Michelle?
What's the soup du jour?
Yeah, so we're in a weird transition. All right, anyways.
Well, guys, we're at the restaurant.
You were having
we're looking at the menus.
Yeah. Yeah. If you guys were having that conversation, you may do some kind of different transition there between those topics.
I like it. I'm just joking. Not.
Oh, all right, God. Michelle. Good stuff. What should we leave our listeners with today?
Okay, guys. So we chose French today. French is the language of the day. But guys, if you don't speak French or you're not interested in speaking and learning French, that's, you know, not what this is about. This is about how languages, you know, kind of get adopted into English and, you know, certain phrases, certain words. And so these are really common for English in the English language. And we use them and, you know, they're... yeah, it's very natural as well. So we gave you a bunch of examples from food to appearance and more. And, you know, you will hear these. So they're important to learn and to use them.
I love it. And we should offer our listeners a little challenge. If you want to do want to have an episode like this for your language,
yes,
write to us, you know, write to me, lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and let me know which language, what's your native language. And we will see if we can make an episode based on words from your language that are used in English naturally. We'll see if we can do it, Michelle.
Definitely.
It might be harder, but we'll see if we could do it. That'd be kind of fun.
Love it. Yes, that would be fun. So anyway, thank you for listening today. And Lindsay, thanks for talking about soup du jour with me.
Yeah, good times. Good times, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. You too.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.